A letter to the future good girl from tonight's greedy brat. Dear, poor, sweet little future slut, with your soon-to-be tear-stained face, your horse-wrecked voice, quivering muscles and beaten body. I'm sure you're wondering, why did I do this? What was I thinking right about now? As your cunt clenches at the thought of imminent correction. So I thought I'd helpfully remind you, guess what? I threw you under the bus, princess. Not gonna lie, it could get a little rough. I feel for you. I really do, but it was a price I was willing to pay. I'm afraid you'll just have to get yours so that I can get mine. I mean, make no mistake, you will likely find yourself with every limb bound, wicked fuckery applied to every safe plane of our body. We heard the consequences of orgasm loud and clear. We both know I'm talking face smeared in mucus, low, miserable sobbing. At times sunk so deep and overstimulated we won't be able to count from 10. At times so physically spent that we can keep a thought count but we can't muster a whisper. So terrified and tormented that we can't physically relax our muscles or slow our breathing anymore. He's gonna beat us until we can't take any more. And then he will make us take the rest. I know, babe. I'm sorry, but I'm gonna do it anyway. I wanna come hard tonight. I wanna pretend I'm coming on someone's tongue. Someone who's gonna hold me after. What's that? Yes, I do remember last time when we didn't think we could take any more and there were still 4 canes left. How could I forget? Shit, that hurt. Maybe I shouldn't. But damn it, he fucks with the rules anyway, so you take as much as he wants. It's not gonna make a huge difference, except, well, could it get worse? How many of those nauseatingly vicious birch strokes will good behavior do anything to reduce my... Oh, but I'm thinking about how good it can feel and yeah, that makes me want to feel good. Yeah, I'm definitely going to hand consequences off to you and skip off for a delicious orgasm. The kind where I beg out loud at the end even if I'm alone. Like the begging is ripped out of my rib cage. With how badly I want to be broken and filled and owned. I'm sure you'll be very sorry, but I'm not you yet. I promise it's gonna feel so good afterward. When he binds your legs apart with a finger or a fist gently pressing the outer lips and my taint from behind, up and down, gently over and over until you can't keep your hips from bucking. And after the beating, something barely inserted in your cunt but not deep enough for relief. Or a single finger slow and slick on your G-spot. Is this soft, hot mouth on your tits, or maybe a harness over panties just tight enough to press between your legs without pushing on your clit? Oh, fuck, I got a toy inside me now. Just still in perfect ache. Oh, fuck, that's what I'm gonna come imagining. My ass on fire. The fabric drawn tight but not painful over me. The rope holding me still, sobbing as I... Hugs and kisses. The self-indulgent brat.